Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we will know more about the 27 Times Cinema initiative, and to do that we are joined by Antonis Tsistrakis, who is the Greek ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with us. First of all, tell us more about this European project, and why did you decide to be here?
Yeah, actually 27 Times Cinema is like a great thing for most people around my age, like mm-hmm. young people. It's a great opportunity to actually attend such a huge thing that the Venice Film Festival is. Actually, I heard about the program, like a friend of mine actually told me from mm-hmm. Belgium, and I had it in mind. So when the applications went up, I was like, you know, run, and yeah. So far it has been like a great experience. Mm-hmm. Like you get to meet so many people from so many different places.
Countries.
Yeah, around Europe. And yeah, you know, like I feel like it really gets you close, like with the whole Europe spirit.
Mm-hmm. Antonis, so I read from your profile that the film which made you fall in love with cinema is Nuovo Cinema Paradiso.
Yes.
By Tornatore. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Italian film the reason why you would like to become a screenwriter and a film director?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure, like it was one of the, you know, first films that I've watched that really made me, you know, fall in love with mm-hmm. cinema, like for its core, for its real, like what it is for real cinema. And yeah, I mean, the screenplay for me is like one of the best. Mm-hmm. Like even today, after all these years, like I'm still gonna cry like a baby if I watch it again, you know. But yeah, for sure, like it played a role, and it helped me, like, you know, start to actually work on my projects and mm-hmm. you know, my thoughts and my writing skills in general.
What's your background? I mean, are you studying to become a screenwriter?
Yeah. Actually, I'm studying film directing.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. there's like a lot of screenwriting mm-hmm. in it as well. So it's like a combined thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you after school, you can, you know, follow whatever you like the most.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
You are the ambassador of Trianon here in Venice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I read that it organizes the Drama International Short Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Among other events.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more?
Oh, yeah,
this?
Sure. Like, you know, Trianon actually is one of the places, you know, to be in Athens mm-hmm. About events and cinema and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So every year they actually bring the Drama Short Film Festival down to Athens, mm-hmm. where, you know, the most people in Greece actually live.
Mm-hmm.
So we can actually go and watch the movies that have been awarded, and generally every film of that selection, like it's a great opportunity for people in Athens, you know, mm-hmm. to keep up with cinema, you know, modern cinema.
Yeah, of course.
And filmmakers.
What's the situation of independent films in your country?
Actually, you know, year by year it's getting like more and more like it's getting better and better,
mm-hmm.
but still I think that, you know, we have a lot of way to go. Like mm-hmm. we have a lot of potential, I think, that we haven't actually got the advantage for. Like, I don't know, year by year it's getting better and better. Yeah.
Okay, that's great then.
Yeah.
Thank you, Antonis, for sharing your experience as the Greek ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. And to all our listeners, don't miss our next interviews with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.